Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Welcome, Stephen.
Good to be here, Brian.
So, Stephen, today we're going to kick off the first of a two-part series, which is a cybersecurity roadmap for business. And we're going to talk about three of the key items on the roadmap. So where do we start? What is item number one?
So the first step on the roadmap is A for assess. You need to assess what you're going to secure. You also need to assess what the risks are and what resources you have to get the job done. So you need to understand your digital landscape, your data that you're trying to secure. And this sounds a bit like an audit, and in a way it is, but it could be a couple of key people in the organization sitting down and just having a meeting about this. What information have we got? What are we dealing with? And how sensitive is it? And then that same session or another session, let's talk about what are the risks to that network, to the system, to the information that we're trying to protect. Are we in a high-risk industry? Are we an industry that's being targeted? Remember, you could actually be quite a small in business and still be targeted by bad guys who are looking to get your resources or your bank account information and so on. But talk about those risks and then talk about the resources that you have available.
So that's the first one, is to kind of understand what you have and what you could be facing. So let's say you go through that exercise, then what's next?
The next step is B for build your policy. Any cybersecurity plan that's going to have a chance of working really has to have policy behind it. You have to have a framework of policy around which to build the protection you're going to put on the data and systems that you have. And so this begins actually with a high-level commitment in the organization. And if the CEO can sign off on a statement that says, we are committed to protecting the information that is entrusted to us, you know, whether it's patient information, whether it's customer information, whether it's employee information, we are committed to protecting the privacy and security of the data. Then you would be able to work down from that in terms of, well, how does that protection get spelled out in terms of the type of data and the type of protections we're going to provide. And a simple way of looking at that is, how do we control the access to the information? You know, what access controls are in place and what rules do we have? So you might come up with your first piece of policy is only authorized individuals will be able to access information, and all individuals in the organization will be identified when they access the system.
And Stephen, these actually come down to some very practical things in terms of policies, things like workstations will lock after a certain period of time if someone's not on them. People, you know, there are only certain hours of the day that data can get access.
I mean, exactly.
It becomes really instructions for the organization on what to do to stay secure.
Yes, the third step is, in fact, the controls. Choosing the controls. So it's C for choose the controls in this ABCD process is, how are we going to do that? We've decided that, okay, we want to make sure we know who's accessing information on the system. What controls? And typical controls there are your username and password. And so then you start to spell out what practical methods you're going to use to enforce the policies that you've decided on.
So A, B, C, audit your access and what you have. B, build your policy. C, start implementing controls. Three starting points from Stephen Cobb this week on the roadmap for cybersecurity. Next week, we're going to cover the next three. And of course, visit the blog at welivesecurity.com, which has all of this spelled out and also some great other assets that you can download, like white papers and the actual roadmap for business security. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Brian.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll talk to you next week.